It is a great challenge in the world you live in to serve from the center of your own identity. There are so many constructions that come from a patriarchal world that speak to you about how you should serve, for that matter, how you should live, and what that service or that living should produce. And there is so much confusion of energy on that. And one of the, shall we say, pieces of fallout about that is it often leaves you unable to see the positive impact of how you are serving, because for some reason it does not meet the patriarchal criteria. If you were doing it correctly, if you were doing it enough, there would be more of this or less of this, or something would be different. And all of that patriarchal demand must be moved out of the way, because you must be able to appreciate who you are and how you are living, and how you are serving the world around you. When you find examples that you can see outside of yourself, then you understand this better, because you see someone you admire who is doing good work, doing well, making a positive impact, but they do not seem to know it. They are accustomed, as you are often accustomed, to having the patriarchal judgment be the thing which dominates your thoughts, which means that there are not enough thoughts about your enoughness, not enough respect for the work you do, not enough respect for the person that you are, but rather only the voice that says you should be different, you should be more, it should be producing this or that or the other. So we would like to encourage you in your own meditations and in your own thoughts to focus a great deal more on the value of who you are and what you do, without comparison, but with respect and with gratitude. It is a wonderful way to take away depression and anxiety. Those two things need to be fed. Depression and anxiety both need to be fed. And when you think about what feeds them, it is always that you are not enough, that what you have done is not enough, that or creatively moving into the future, and who knows if you will be doing enough tomorrow. All that does is feed fear and anxiety and prevents the natural expansive growth that was intended for all of you. So, if you will begin to breathe deeply and easily, feel the blue of peace all around you. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Feel your energy begin to rise, coming up through your body, knowing that your own energy blesses every center as it moves upward. And feel that energy move up to your crown. And feel your energy become high and free and light. Become aware of your own energy in the night sky. And feel the freedom and the balance of the universe all around you. And know that all is as it should be. And see a silver road in the sky, and feel your energy drawn to that road, and feel the road draw you upward. And see the gates to your place are opening, and you enter them easily and freely. And look about you in your place. And find a place where the water flows in your place. And drink the water. Rest in the water if you choose to do so. And let it take away your fear, your pain. And see that a road moves gently upward. And at the top of that road, your teacher waits for you. Resting the mind, allow yourself to simply feel your way to that place where wisdom and guidance wait for you. when you have been with your teacher, know that the teacher has a gift for you, and receive that gift. Thank the teacher who has been here with you. And as you come down the gentle slope, feel a warm rain fall on you and wash away all that you do not wish to carry with you. Let it leave you so that who you really are remains. Come past the gates and into the beauty of the night sky. Feel yourself as part of everything, exactly as you should be, in exactly the time that you are in. Feel the cool night air. See the beauty of the stars. Come to the room again, and as a service, find a message or a gift for those who sit here with you. When you found your messages, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.